Hey people, welcome to Two Scoops of Truth. On this podcast, I'll be dishing out words of encouragement, inspiration, motivation, and lots more. If this is your first time tuning in, please subscribe in order to get the notification when a new episode is available. To all my listeners, thank you for coming on board on this amazing journey as we learn and grow together. So, fasten your seatbelts, sit tight, and enjoy the ride as I serve you two scoops of truth. Hi guys, welcome back to my podcast. Two Scoops of Truth is thankful, literally. We are thankful for you guys, but always coming back to listening on what I have to say or what the Lord has to say through me, because truly I get blessed too when I listen again. So I just want to say thank you guys for coming back. Okay, I know I tried to make it fun for you so you're not bored and sleep off, but today's episode I'm sort of taking you through a series of things I'm learning. I don't want to say learning what I've learned through the weight. It's learning, because we're constantly just, you know, hey, needing, asking, waiting for something. I don't know why. And I'm just going to let you in on a conversation that I was having with God. Here's today's episode. I will dive right through it. So some of the things I'm learning in the waiting room is trust God. You know, it sounds so easy, but like I said, I'll let you in on a conversation I was having with the Lord. I was in the shower, and sometimes I like to play a sermon in the background, like on my phone, and I just played. And as I'm, you know, having a shower, I'm listening, and the preacher was talking about trusting God, and I kind of zoned out and started having a conversation with God. So it was there in the background somehow, but I zoned out because I was saying to God, I said, well, God, I understand, you know, trusting you is very important, but why? And I said to him, I said, why do we have to have delays? You know, like, why do we have to wait for certain things? Why, you know, I literally was specific. And I said, well, God, why did I have to wait for that thing to happen? Like, why couldn't it just happen instantly? Like a DoorDash delivery, you know? And you know, just because, you know, we're spoiled babies and we just think that everything should be automatic the way we take a picture and upload it. But when it comes to things in the spirit, yes, it does happen spiritually, but sometimes the manifestation is an instant, like an instant coffee or an instant noodle. So in response, it was so clear as day, and the Lord just said, because I'm teaching you to trust me. And I was like, okay, like, I thought we passed that class. But I paused and I said, huh, okay. Because I was having a tete-a-tete, like, you know, like, I felt like, why? I mean, I needed to know. I didn't want to be fake with God. I didn't want to pretend with him, because he knows my heart, right? And I just felt that in this season, I've just been very honest with him about my feelings. And I just said that, God, you told me, unless I was dreaming, unless I was imagining things, but I know you told me that this was going to happen. But why didn't it happen then? And he said, because I'm teaching you to trust me. So when that thing that you're waiting for happens, when other things that haven't happened occur, you remember that when that, I'm trying to take you through a process. When the, let's just say I'm asking God for A, and then it takes 2 months, and then A happens. Another time when I'm asking God for B, even when it takes 7 months, because I know he's faithful, because I've seen him move, because I've seen him come through in A, I know he'll come through in B. And so I believe that's why God is teaching me this in this season. And I don't know how many more of you feel this way. And, you know, here I just vent and we share the word, we share the truth, and we learn. And I just feel that a lot of us go through these moments where we just wonder, why hasn't it happened? If you haven't never asked God why, that's fine. I guess you're where you are. But if you are real and you've had those emotions and you're honest with yourself, maybe this is for you. So I'm growing and I'm learning to get to the level where I'm no longer asking why, because he's answered me and he's explained to me that he's teaching me and helping me grow to trust him more. And so I just thought to encourage someone that's asking why hasn't this happened, just because it hasn't happened doesn't mean it hasn't happened. I'm going to repeat that. Just because it hasn't happened doesn't mean it hasn't happened, like in the spirit realm. You see, God has given us every spiritual blessings in heavenly places, right? Some things may not have manifested, but with God, everything is yes and amen. You know, like, again, the moment we ask, it says in Mark 11, 24, when you pray, believe you have received it and you shall have it. So, and God cannot lie, you know. So it was quite tough for me, to be honest, to get here, but I'm learning that it's for a reason. And I'll share a few scriptures and some points I wrote down that is helping me understand that, you know, God is, he doesn't owe us anything, right? And he's so faithful that even when he promises you something, because he's bound by his word, because he said it, it has to come to pass. Not even your mistakes can stop him. And so we have to learn to trust the Lord for everything. And we have to learn to wait on him for his direction and his timing. You see, that's the thing. A lot of us don't want to wait for the timing. We don't want to stay in the waiting room. We hate waiting, even when we have an appointment for at 5:30 or 6:30, and we get there at 6:20, and they're like, oh, you have to wait. And you're like, well, I was here early. Why do I have to wait? And it's 6:30 and it's 6:40 and you're complaining. You see, with God, you have to trust that because it hasn't happened, doesn't mean it won't happen. And because it hasn't happened, doesn't mean that it's something that you've done wrong per se. It could be, however, it could be that we're not ready. You know, when God says wait, it could be that the circumstances aren't ready. So maybe you're waiting on God for a particular job. You maybe there's something better that's going to come up in a few days or months. And because God knows the end from the beginning, he's telling you wait. And then peradventure you do wait, you'll see why afterwards, you know. So I guess this ties into my third point. It could be that he has something better. And so we have to just learn to wait on God. The Bible says in Isaiah 64 verse 4, it says, for from of old they have not heard nor perceived by ear, neither has the eye seen a God beside thee, who acts in behalf of the one who waits for him. So if we can learn to wait for him, you know, like a parent says to a child, wait, don't touch that cake until I get back. Just wait. Just wait. It's hard sometimes, but wait. Yes. You've been waiting for that baby and you feel that it's your entitlement, it's your reward, it's your right, but just wait. It will end in praise and it will be worth it. Just wait. It's hard. Oh, don't let anyone tell you it's not. But when you get to the level where you know, like I said, that if he came through before for someone that you know or for you in A, you know that he'll come through in B, C, D, G, H, J, K, Z. You know, God is faithful. He's so faithful. So I'm here to just encourage us from things that I learned and things that I'm still learning, to be honest, because I was having that conversation with the Lord in the shower. I mean, hey, that's me. Some people, it's a toilet seat. Some people, it's as they're driving. Most times for me, it's just in a place where I'm not distracted, you know, by technology or phone call or a person interrupting me. It's just, you know, me and myself and Jesus. And I'm just having that conversation in my spirit, man. And I started reminding him of things that I was holding on to him for. And also he started reminding me of things that I didn't even ask for, and he did. And so I started saying, thank you, Jesus, because he's really been so good to us. And then he reminded me, he said that sometimes when things delay, it doesn't mean that he's still not going to do it. I'll tell you an example. A certain year, let's just say 2017, I'm not sure, to be honest, I had a dream that one of my friends was going to have a baby. And so I was so excited because she had been waiting for a baby for a few years. And so I called her or texted her, I can't remember, and told her, and she was very, very happy. In the dream, it looked, two people were pregnant, actually. And in reality, one person did have that baby. And so I thought, oh, there's no how my friend will have her baby shortly after. Oh, a year passed, 2 years passed. And I started saying, but God, you showed me. You showed me she was going to have a baby, and I kept praying for her. She probably didn't even know this. Maybe about 4 years after, she had multiple children. I don't want to say the amount or the number, actually. It's like the amount. It's not money, you know. You know, she had, let's say, I don't know, she had children. And I was gobsmacked, because only God could have done that. Only God could have done that. She didn't just have one, but she had multiple. And if God is too awesome. Because I thought it was going to happen instantly, if I had been worried, I would have wasted years being worried for nothing. But rather what I did was just, I held on to that dream. I trusted God that it was going to come to pass. He was just showing me the end from the beginning. And it has happened now. You know, this is 2022, and God is so faithful to keep his words. So I can tell you countless situations like that. And so when God shows you something, write it down, type it up in the notes section of your phone. Believe it, you know, run with it, find a scripture to back it up, whatever it is, thank him for it. Go to sleep knowing that if he said it, it is done. If I tell you something, 80% it could be, you know, it could happen. But when God tells you something, oh my days, I don't even know, more than 1,000% it is done. Because he's not human like me. He's God. He's never slept. He's never blinked his eye. He created every single thing, like person, you know? So I feel like we belittle God sometimes. And I keep saying we because I have to put myself inclusive, you know, because I'm not talking at you. We're learning, you know? So pardon me if I interchange to say you or we. It's all inclusive. I really want us to get to the level where we just rest, you know? We rest in the Lord, in the Lord's finished work. The days when you feel tired, you feel discouraged, like David in the Bible, encourage yourself in the Lord. Go back to that dream book, the journal, and begin to speak it forth. Begin to say, Father, I trust you. I know it's done because you said it. You've shown me. And if you feel you can't do it by yourself, reach out to me, reach out to someone you know. You know, if you don't know me personally, reach out to your pastor. If you have one that you know, or someone from in your community that is faith-filled, someone that you know you can trust and they can agree with you, just don't give up. That's what I want to say. Don't give up. So these are some things I'm learning through the wait. The waiting room isn't always easy. Oh, trust me, it isn't always easy. You know, we all put up this facade that we're always fine. No, nobody's always fine. We're just joyful because we know that in the end we win, because we know that God has been good. When, you know, we're not paying for oxygen, we're living, we're breathing, we're doing well, we're healthy. And even if for some reason you're not healthy, just keep praising him, because as long as you have breath in your nostrils, in your lungs, there's hope. There's hope. Even Lazarus was dead and there was still hope. Jesus took his time, got there, made sure he was locked in the tomb, and still raised him from the dead, just to show us that there's nothing that is impossible with God. If you just believe, I will most likely talk about this in other episodes because it's a work in progress, you know. We're constantly learning something. If there's something you're learning in this season, please feel free to share with me. I can always expand on it. I'll leave you with this scripture, and I'll use a version that I rarely use because I feel like it just explains too much. It's the Amplified version. It's Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. So it says, you can read with me if you have your Bible, if you're there. Alrighty, so I'm going to go. Trust in and rely confidently on the Lord with what? Some of your heart? A portion of your heart? No, I didn't think so. All of your heart, all your heart, like every single part of it. And do not rely on your own insight or understanding. In all your ways, know and acknowledge and recognize him, that's God, and he will make your paths, many paths, he will make your paths straight and smooth, removing obstacles that block your way. Wow. That's awesome. You know, he doesn't just make your path straight and smooth. He removes the obstacles that block your way. I think I should read 7. It says, do not be wise in your own eyes. A lot of us sometimes think that we're smart and we want to outdo or outsmart God. It says, do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord. That means, you know, honor him. Fear the Lord with reverent awe and obedience and turn entirely away from evil. Just entirely, not partly, entirely, you know. And you can read on. It's an amazing scripture. It's the rewards of wisdom. So I just encourage us to trust God completely because he's faithful. He'll never leave nor forsake us. And, you know, he does care. So for what God told me this evening, he literally just said, I'm teaching you to trust me. And I kind of... It just relaxed me, you know, it just gave me this reassurance that he's got me, you know. So people may look at you and say, oh, this hasn't happened for them yet. That's their business. You just keep trusting God because he's doing a new thing in your life. Get over yourself, focus on being a blessing to other people, share your experience, love upon God, spend more time with him, have fun, go out, have fun. Don't worry about what you don't have and give thanks for what you have. I love you with the love of God. I hope this blessed you. Enjoy the rest of your day or evening and have a wonderful, wonderful time in the presence of the Lord. Bye. Thank you for listening. If you enjoy the podcast, please like, rate, subscribe, and share. Or you can take a screenshot and share with your friends on your social stories. Have a lovely day and God bless you. If you'd like to be a guest on the Two Scoops of Truth podcast, please send me a message on Instagram. The page is Two Scoops of Truth, TWOSCOOPSOFTRUTH. Thank you.